Now we come in chapters 9 and 10 of the book of Job. We have the answer of Job to Bildad. Bildad, as we saw, had not met the problem of Job at all. Job makes it very clear that they hadn't met his need. In fact, they were not even talking to his problem at all. And Job, at this point, makes it clear he makes no claim to perfection, and he knows that he cannot defend himself before God. But he needs now someone on his side to present his case. And we'll note here that this man has a real heart cry for somebody to be his mediator and his intercessor. In other words, we're going to hear Job's heart cry for Christ in this particular section here. Now, as we come here to chapter 9, verse 1, let me read. Job answered and said, "I know it is of a truth, but how should man be just with God?" In other words, what he's saying to this man is that a lot of the things that you are saying, they're true. But actually, you haven't spoken into my problem here. You haven't met my need at all. In a general way, you've spoken true things, but in other words, I know it's of a truth. But you're not talking to my problem. How am I to be just with God? This man surely needed the gospel, didn't he, at this point? He needed to know how a man could be just with God. And that is his problem. Now, he says here, "I want some questions answered. I have some questions." And the very thing is that this man Bildad certainly didn't answer any questions for him at all. So now let's listen to Job. He's speaking now of God, and he says, "If he will contend with me, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered." Now, Job says, "I don't pretend. If you think that I'm trying to put up a front before God, you are wrong, because of the fact I know that I can't contend with him. And he could ask me a question I'd never be able to answer. But I want answers to my questions, and I want him to answer them. Because God is far removed from me," he says. "He is one that he removeth mountains, and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger. He shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. He commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and he sealeth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea." This is, may I say, a tremendous picture of God here as a creator. Now, Job knew him as a creator, but Job knows nothing about his tender mercy at this time at all. And he gives this picture here, "which maketh Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number." Apparently, Job did know something about the stars. But you can see that this man, though he knew something about the stars, he's not attempting to say that he's in the situation he's in because he was born under a certain star. That's without doubt one of the most foolish things. And even Shakespeare could answer that. You remember that Brutus was talking it over with Mark Antony, and he said to him, "It's not in our stars, but it's in ourselves that we are underlings. And it's not in our stars that he's in the situation." But he recognized that God was the creator of the stars.